7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's economic recovery is moving faster than was expected at the start of the year. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Experts forecasted job growth of about 1.5% in the state, which would have equaled just over 40,000 jobs. Now, researchers at CU's Lead School of Business predict a 3.4% gain for the year, or about 89,000 jobs. Business leaders are feeling pretty confident, but a lack of workers, ongoing supply chain problems, and the Delta variant are all still causes for concern. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado got another $7.9 million from the federal government for its COVID-19 response. The money from FEMA paid for translation services and temporary staffing as the state continued to fight the pandemic. Altogether, the state has received more than $960 million for its COVID-19 response. The latest funding covers expenses from June through September. Pueblo plans to give city employees $500 each if they are vaccinated against COVID-19. CPR's Paolo Schalciter reports.
The incentive, which draws from federal pandemic relief money, was approved by City Council on Tuesday. Workers will have to submit proof of vaccination by September 15. City Council members say they don't know what the vaccination rate is among the city's 1,000 employees. They hope this incentive will make that figure a bit clearer. I'm Paolo Schalciter, CPR News.
Colorado will submit a plan to the federal government for how it will spend remaining pandemic relief money. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The plan directs $132 million to tutoring, summer school, before and after school programs, and high-risk students. There's also money for more students to take part in career training. The bulk of federal relief dollars, however, is in the hands of individual school districts to decide how to spend. The state's K-12 relief plan needs federal approval before money is dispersed. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.